The Guardian.
This week, European leaders are meeting in Brussels. They'll receive a report from the EU's head of foreign policy, Javier Solana, on the impact of climate change on Europe. He predicts that natural disasters and political instability in neighbouring regions such as North Africa and the Middle East will send huge numbers of environmental migrants into Europe, and that'll put a strain on our supplies of food and water. In Brussels, Ian Traynor is The Guardian's Europe editor. He says Mr. Solana will warn Europe to prepare for intense competition for energy resources.
Well, this is the first time this has happened. Solana is the European Union's foreign policy chief, and he's put up a report for a summit in Brussels of 27 heads of government at the end of this week, warning of the security implications for Europe of climate change and global warming. And it's a whole bunch of nightmare scenarios, really, from mass migration to new conflicts over energy resources, potential fights in the Arctic as the Arctic thaws and Russia and Norway and other countries in the West compete for the vast mineral wealth up there. Various other 7 points that Solana and his colleague here in Brussels, Benita Ferreira-Waldner, point to and urge European Union governments to get to grips with this area of policymaking where they seem to be a bit behind the curve at the moment.
I mean, what sort of form does he think these conflicts over energy, particularly in the Arctic, might take?
Well, simply a result of thaw of the Arctic. For example, another bunch of former retired NATO generals have been pointing out recently that around the Spitsbergen archipelago of islands in Norway, in the Arctic Circle, there are already minor disputes between the Russians and the Norwegians over fishing rights. But as the Arctic thaws more, there are vast oil and gas and mineral deposits there that are also up for grabs. Now, you might recall that last summer, a team of Russian scientists went up there in a little submarine and went down to the seabed and planted a titanium Russian flag on the Arctic seabed, basically raising awareness of this issue and this potential conflict and staking a claim to it. Now, that set the alarm bells ringing in the West, and in fact, Solana points to that incident last summer, suggesting that this is the precursor of conflicts to come.
And what action does Solana recommend that European leaders take?
He recommends a bunch of policy-making options. He's worried about the impact on international governance, the UN system, multilateralism, and is urging European governments to get active in all sorts of international organizations and also to include the security aspects directly related to climate change in all of their kind of foreign policy activities. For example, when the EU is developing policy with Russia or with the Middle East or with North Africa, countries of the Mediterranean, in other words, regions of the world outside the EU itself, that this area of the security implications of climate change should form an integral part in all of those areas of foreign policy making. It's a bit short on specific recommendations. It's really a wake-up call to European government leaders who are expected at the summit on Friday to instruct their governments to come up with recommendations by the end of the year.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.